So, you know, we have a process where, as the company has evolved and the cost of building a robot is quite significant. It's not like a computer program where you can write the code one day, test it, and then change it the next day. It's a much larger undertaking to create the next product. And so we start off by doing a fair amount of understanding of the market, of the economic potential, of the key features that our customers are going to ask for. And only when we have a requirement document that comes from marketing do we start a technical program. And so it's a, so you do this requirements document first, then you begin the development. As you go through the development, you test what is the reaction to the product that you're making. You may find surprises where you say, well, we can't meet that requirement, and you have to go back and work with marketing to say, is this a... is it okay? I mean, because the marketing requirement document is usually a wish list of everything the robot could do. They try not to, but the marketing people usually want more than the engineers can do. And sometimes, you know, that's okay. Sometimes, if you can't do it, you should kill the program. So you have to have a willingness to cancel the program if you can't meet what the marketing people think is necessary to sell that robot. And so you go through this process, which is a cycle, and then there's a period of testing, because reliability of the robot is, again, it seems increasingly that in the software industry, you can ship a product and then download updates. You know, the last video game I bought didn't work. And somehow, I was only moderately annoyed because I figured in a day or two they'll download the fix for that software and then it will work.
How many evolutions you have in the...
Eight generations.
Eight generations.
Yes. But, you know, with a robot, you can't ship a robot that doesn't work because I can't just... It's not easy to download gears and mechanical parts. And so that, you know, it's a... you know, it's a process which has a fair amount of formal steps in order to get to the launching of the product. And so I wish it were quicker and more flexible, but you know, this is not a simple thing to build and design. But it starts with requirements, then the manufacturing, design, iterate, and then the test. And testing can take as long as... Testing can be the longest step, which again, as an engineer just starting a business, you would say, you know, you'd spend 2 years designing a product and 2 days testing it, and think you spent 2 days too long. In the robot industry, that's suicide.
What is good today is that designrobot.com. Pretty much 12 websites, yeah. One in the US, main, and then 11 in Europe, the main country. We gain, right? We gain a lot. We have a lot of, each day we are in contact with our users. They call us, they tell us what they like, what they don't like, and so on. So this interaction is getting each day better. The more this user base is increasing.
Yeah.